Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy football right around the corner, believe it or not. You'll be drafting here soon. Kevin Payne, fantasy football analyst for rotowire.com. He joins us during the football season each and every Thursday. And Kevin, how are you been, man?
I've been doing good, Christian. What's going on?
We're trying to all find distractions the best we can and look ahead to some things that could be positive with fantasy football. And in particular, we got a fantasy football bill in the legislature to get fantasy betting in Louisiana. So we're excited to talk to you and continue this conversation. Kevin, as everybody's kind of set their rosters, the free agency and the draft, who are some risers that you feel like are going to come out of either this rookie class or guys that are entering year two or year three in fantasy football?
Yeah, there's just a ton of guys out there. I don't know that I've ever seen, especially for fantasy football purposes, a draft this deep as far as running backs and wide receivers go. Quarterback's a little bit of a different story, but we still might see some of these guys between Joe Burrow and Tua go ahead and eventually become really good players. But you just take a look at this, the wide receivers and running backs. And some of these guys who went in the third and fourth rounds as far as the running backs go might have been a first or second round pick in past drafts. It's just that it's so deep this year. So the one thing I've been kind of cautioning people to take a look at is look at the ADPs and where some of these guys are going. For example, CEH, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's going as high as the late first round. So there's definitely some inflation there for him after he was the first running back taken overall and going into that Kansas City offense. I would caution that's a little too high for me. Damian Williams is still there. But you look at all these other guys. You look at Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis. Marlon Mack is still there. J.K. Dobbins goes to Baltimore. Mark Ingram's still there. DeAndre Swift has Kerryon Johnson. So there's a lot of different situations. What you really have to take a look at is which one of these guys is going to grab the upper hand between the two of them. I think a guy like Cam Akers can come in and make an immediate impact. And this is a guy that's not going to go probably to the fourth or fifth round. Same thing with Keyshawn Vaughn. All he's got to go and do is beat out Jones, and Jones has been terrible in the past in pass protection. And if he can't keep Brady upright, Keyshawn Vaughn is going to get a shot right off the bat. So those are guys I would take a look at. And then when you look at the wide receivers, the guys I would take a look at as far as rookies go are guys who can become the second wide receiver. A guy like CeeDee Lamb, he's going to be the third guy in Dallas behind Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper. But if you go ahead and take a look at Jerry Jeudy, he might be the guy that's number two behind Cortland Sutton and can go out and make an impact right away. Same thing with Justin Jefferson in Minnesota. Without Stephon Diggs there anymore, he might go ahead and step into that number two role. Same thing with Henry Ruggs, who had a weird injury earlier this week for Las Vegas. Another guy capable of stepping into that number two role. If you're doing for leagues or redraft league for just this year, those are the type of guys I might rank a little higher because they might get that number two role as opposed to the number three role for some of the other rookies.
Now, what is your take, because Drew Brees spreads the wealth, look at the targets that Michael Thomas, the addition of Emmanuel Sanders and his production, we're all looking at him, well, the Saints finally got a number two receiver, and then you look at Alvin Kamara trying to get paid, and you brought up Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but what is your take on when you look at from a Saints perspective and maybe a fantasy perspective, Emmanuel Sanders and also when you looked at Kamara?
Yeah, so you still have to like Kamara. There's not a ton of depth behind him. We know Latavius Murray's head has been banged up. Ty Montgomery in the past has been a good pass-catching receiver, but Kamara might get a few more touches this year, and we've seen what he's been able to do. You know he's still going to get good yards per carry and yards per catch out of the backfield. So I think Kamara, we've got him easily the top three or four running back, and I think that's rightfully so, just given the fact that he's going to have a pretty heavy workload, and he's still one of the elite running backs in the league. Looking at the wide receivers, I might be a tad bit higher on Tre'Quan Smith, just given where their ADPs is. Obviously, Emmanuel Sanders, it's the number two guy, is going to go sooner, but we've got a little bit of an injury history. I couldn't believe how fast he did come back from the Achilles injury. He's on the wrong side of 33, and he's going to go probably, I would think, three or four rounds higher than Tre'Quan Smith. So Thomas is going to get his. We know that in his offense. And probably the one guy who I think is going to be a great value this year is Drew Brees. I've been doing some mock drafts for the different magazines, and he's going in the 11th and 12th round. People are ignoring guys like him. They're ignoring Tom Brady. I've never seen overall the quarterback class go as late as they have. You could literally take Tom Brady and Drew Brees in the 10, 11, 12th round and then just play matchups with those two guys each and every week. That's how late they're going. So I think that Brees out of this whole group might be the guy who's the most underrated for fantasy purposes.
Now, when you're staying along the NFC South and look at Tampa Bay with all their weapons and who Tom Brady's going to utilize, what would be a value that maybe the normal fan wouldn't realize that maybe Tom Brady might utilize in a Buccaneers uniform? And, you know, you got the best duo receivers. You look at their production. You got Gronkowski. But how do you evaluate that, what Tom Brady's going to be throwing to as far as fantasy value?
Yeah, if I'm looking at the fantasy value, look, Gronk's been banged up. He's not a spring chicken anymore, and one of the reasons he did retire was he said he's been taking a lot of punishment throughout his years in New England. The guy that's kind of intrigues me, and Chris Godwin and Mike Evans are both going at least the top two rounds, if not by the middle of the third round. So there's not a lot of value to get out of those guys. The one guy I might talk about would be O.J. Howard. We've seen in the past Brady, which was Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski, utilize the tight end position. He likes to go to those guys. Howard's got a lot of ability, especially while he's got to do a little bit better job of hanging on to the football. But if there's one guy that can get ridiculously late, and tight end is very, very deep. I mean, you've got Kelsey, you've got George Kittle, and then probably Mark Andrews has been going third, but everybody else has been going later. You can get yourself a T.J. Hockenson in the eighth or ninth round. You can get yourself a Jonnu Smith really late. So there's a lot of depth there at tight end. But O.J. Howard might be the guy that can offer the most value if he goes ahead and builds a good rapport with Tom Brady.
Kevin, when you look at the others on the Saints roster in particular, do you think that Emmanuel Sanders could take away touches ultimately for Mike Thomas?
I don't think so. I still think that he's going to get about the same bat once again, or whoever was in that number two spot last year. So I think that Thomas is going to get plenty of targets. As I said, I do believe there might be some value there with Tre'Quan Smith. We know he's capable of hitting the home run. And as I said, my only two red flags with Sanders are his age and the fact that he did have that Achilles injury. The other guy I would take a look at, though, quietly, who developed a very good rapport with Drew Brees, was Jared Cook. Career high, 9 touchdowns last season. Obviously, there's good rapport between those two in the red zone. So Drew Brees, as I said, tight end, again, very deep. You can take Jared Cook after round 10. He'll be sitting there. So he's the type of guy, especially if you're in a league that's a little more touchdown dependent, that I would go ahead and consider. Maybe he doesn't get to 9 again this year, but is 6 to 8 doable? Absolutely.
Is Taysom Hill worth drafting just because, I mean, there's a thought that he may be on the field more as a quarterback this year, get more snaps under center?
He could, but I'd want to see it first. I think there's too many other guys out there with upside that I would want to take. I would rather have somebody on my roster like a Drew Lock from Denver, whoever goes out and wins the value, the position for the Chargers, whether it's Herbert or whether it's Tyrod Taylor. I would rather take a chance on a guy who's got a starting position and can go ahead and emerge. Sam Darnold, there's a ton of guys out there like that. I'd rather take one of those guys in the late rounds, to be honest. Obviously, if you're in a really deep league, you know, he's a great handcuff in case anything happens to Drew Brees, although we might see Jameis Winston. We don't really know that. But, yeah, right now I'd probably leave him alone and take a chance on another guy who has that starting spot for their team.
Kevin Payne, fantasy football analyst for RotoWire at Casey Payne 26. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, when you're looking at like players that could come out of the woodworks, like maybe you could recognize them in their rookie year, but their sophomore year, so to speak, who's maybe some player? You mentioned Drew Locke, and obviously an opportunity he's going to have with Denver, but who would be maybe some other fantasy players that maybe we kind of weren't impressed with what they did their rookie year, but maybe could break out in their second year?
Yeah, I think that there is going to be some good opportunity for actually second-year players who showed us something last year. Guys that I'm willing to wait on. If you go ahead and load up on running back early and you're looking in those middle rounds for a good wide receiver, Terry McLaurin showed a lot of promise. DJ Chark for Jacksonville, I think he can go ahead and have a big season. Deebo Samuel is the number one guy for the run-heavy San Francisco 49ers who are going to keep opposing defenses honest. As I said, I went through that whole slew of guys that are rookies. You know, there's a good chance this year. There's whispers that Calvin Ridley might not have produced Julio Jones. I don't know that that happens, but I think that Ridley, just given the limited options Matt Ryan has, could have a monster season and still put up huge numbers next to Julio Jones's numbers. DK Metcalf for Seattle, he might end up being the number one guy for Russell Wilson. That's very possible. So I think all those guys you could take a look at, they will be sitting there in the second round. They're not considered top 20 at the position. Those are the type of guys that I'll go ahead and take chances on. Some of those teams we might not think, oh, this is a great passing offense, but if those guys are in the number one wide receiver spot, they're going to get a ton of targets, and therefore that'll translate to some good fantasy value.
Kevin Payne, fantasy football analyst for rotowire.com. And Kevin, we appreciate the time for sure.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.